entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In southern Lebanon, an explosion from an Israeli airstrike. The country says it's carrying out extensive strikes against Hezbollah. And in the first warning of its kind in nearly a year of escalating conflict, Israel called on residents to immediately evacuate homes and other buildings where the militant group stores its weapons. House Republicans concocted a plan to keep the government running for just under 3 months. It'll have to get through the House and Senate by week's end. Majority Leader Charles Schumer.
I tell Speaker Johnson, we tell all the Republicans in the House, we have to move quickly. The government runs out of funding this Friday night at midnight.
The measure would fund the government through December 20th. Ukraine's Zelensky in the U.S. for the U.N. General Assembly will address the world body tomorrow, same day as President Biden, before meeting with Biden and Vice President Harris at the White House on Thursday. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Need cash help but have bad or no credit? Then you need to go to FastLoansAI.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 regardless of your credit score. FastLoansAI.com is one of the largest lender networks. Their advanced technology can help anyone get up to $10,000. Best part? Money can be in your bank account as fast as the same day. When you need fast cash, go to FastLoansAI.com. That's FastLoansAI.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, milk markets were lower, October down 9 to 2390, November down 3 to 2306, December down 16 to 2173, January down 8 at 2050. Cheese markets were lower, barrels down 2 to 259, 40-pound blocks down 3 and 3 quarters to 223 and 3 quarters. No sales on the day. Cash butter up a quarter to 297 and a quarter. 5 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a quarter to 138, 5 trades on the day. Dry weigh steady at 58 and 3 quarters. 2 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly higher as the cash cattle market traded $2 higher throughout the day in the north and the south. That helped to support live and feeder cattle markets. The feeder cattle market's October contract traded beyond its 40-day moving average for the first time since July. That also supporting the markets. Hog markets mostly lower, some profit taking late week after all of the gains throughout the week. Also, the pork cutout values were a bit lower. That also pressured prices. October live cattle up 250 to 182.47. October feeder cattle up 12 cents to 243.90. And October hogs down 2 cents to 82.22. Chicago Board of Trade corn and soybeans mostly lower on a late week harvest pressure as positive weather helping the harvest move forward. Even though China did purchase another 121,000 metric tons of beans on Friday, wheat markets mostly higher. Some of the European agriculture groups are projecting lower European wheat production, and that helped U.S. wheat prices. December corn down 4 to 401 and 3 quarters. New crop 25 down 3 to 442 and 3 quarters. November beans down 1 and a quarter to 1012. New crop 25 down 2 and 3 quarters to 1060 and a quarter. December wheat up 3 to 568 and a half. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor?
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made Vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. Little fog by morning. Our low 47. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. 71 by Wednesday. Mostly sunny with a high of 76. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him. She's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. And she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him. Then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside.
break off time to time with those crazy friends of mine. Head out on steel horses with wheels and we ride. We burn up that road to old Mexico, blend in with the desert, just we amigos, and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun, take the long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such, cowboys like us. We talk about living, babies and women, all that we've lost and all we've been given. We sing about true love, lie about things we ain't done. Drink one more cold one, come morning, get up, and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take a long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such, for cowboys like us. The long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such, for cowboys like us. Cowboys.
Tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Nothing wrong, but there ain't nothing right. Try to figure it out, boy, you're wasting your time. All it takes is a tender moment, a loving word or the touch of your hand. What she needs is a tender moment. Let her know you'll always be her man. That's the kind of thing a woman understands. Understand.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, and Leroy Parnell, Tender Moment here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the low 40s across the region this morning. Another week of quiet weather, and we will have details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, Chad Smith in. Still a lot of discussion about the proposed changes to the federal milk market order system. We'll have more with Chad coming up next hour during our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Farmers are taking a wait-and-see approach to buying 2025 inputs. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and Technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
As commodity prices fell in recent months, input costs have been slow to follow. Josh Linville, Vice President of Fertilizer for StoneX, says buying inputs is a challenge for farmers.
Farmers, of course, are struggling with low grain prices. That has been the single biggest conversation out there, is that fertilizer prices are high, but the manufacturer is like, well, it's high before and they bought it. It's like, well, that's right. But corn was $4, $5, $6 a bushel. And today we're looking at something with a three in front of it. So the cash flow is significantly different, which is going to change how the farmer moves to the marketplace. You know, when we look at what we expect for next year, we're still forecasting 91.5 million acres of corn for 2025. That begets a certain amount of phosphate and potash and nitrogen demand, but that does not mean they have to step in early. So that is changing things.
There are geopolitical situations that could have a significant impact on the availability and price of fertilizer in the future.
Globally, there are some things that still spook us that I know things are bad today, but they can certainly get worse. When you start to think about the Israel-Iran situation, the Russia-Ukraine situation, the China-Taiwan situation, and then you start to look at the fertilizers that are produced around these regions, I hope that this is the worst it gets, but I'm not going to make any guarantees on it.
Linville talks about what farmers may want to keep in mind as they think ahead to 2025.
A lot of people have got the mindset, I am going to wait. I'm going to wait to see if prices go down. I'm going to wait to see if grains go up. I'm going to wait to see if something jumps out as the crop to produce next year. But if I lock in stuff now, I'm locked in. I can't get away from that. So everybody is going to take this wait mentality, and that's okay. It's first half August. It's slow. It's quiet. We're a very long way from spring.
That's Josh Linville with StoneX. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
It's time to review the top three highlights of the day. I'm joined, as always, by my co-anchor, Snoop.
Hey, what up, though?
Snoop, number one has to be getting the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence at T-Mobile.
Yeah, you should hustle down to T-Mobile like a dog chasing a squirrel chasing a nut.
Nice analogy, Snoop. Dogs do love to chase squirrels.
And squirrels love to chase those nuts.
On the highlight number two, at T-Mobile, families can save 20% every month versus the other big guys.
That is very impressive. You know, y'all can take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
That's exactly what I'm planning on doing with my savings, Snoop. Now, take it away, Snoop.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on them. Now drop that jingle.
24-month debit credit is eligible traded on Go5G Next. Well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence coming fall 2024.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. Little fog by morning. Our low 47. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. 71 by Wednesday. Mostly sunny with a high of 76. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I can see why you think you belong to me. I never tried to make you think or let you see one thing for yourself. But now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. You see, I thought that I might keep you for my own. Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. Don't you think the time is right for us to find all the things we thought weren't proper could be right in time? And can you see which way we should turn, together or alone? I can never see what's right or what is wrong. Will it take too long to see? Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. What you want, you've had your way. And all the things you thought before just faded in the grave. Can you see that I don't know if it's you or if it's me? If it's one of us, I'm sure we both will see. Won't you look at me and tell me, Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. Longer if I do, yeah, now. Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while.
complicated world, it may sound absurd, but simple little things are the miracle cure. Push to the limit, or standing at the brink, all she's gotta do is just to give me that away. And slam, bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. No need to psychoanalyze her every stiff drink, all she's gotta do is just to give me that away. And slam, bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. No need to psychoanalyze her every stiff drink, all she's gotta do is just to give me that away. All she's gotta do is just to give me that away.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Neil McCoy and Wink here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Temperatures low 40s across the region as first Monday of autumn. The owner of East Coast grocery chains Food Lion, Giant Food, and Stop and Shop is going to partner with General Mills to expand regenerative agriculture for key ingredients such as wheat and oats in an effort to reduce emissions across their shared value chain. Now, Agriculture Dive reports that Ahold DeHaze USA and the Minneapolis-based maker of Cheerios and Betty Crocker products plans to co-invest in farms adopting regenerative agriculture practices like cover cropping and nutrient management techniques. Now, no financial specifics were disclosed. The collaboration is focused on geographic growing regions where key ingredients like wheat and oats are sourced. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. While harvest ramps up in the western Corn Belt, growers in the eastern third of the country are assessing their crop losses due to exceptional drought. Areas from Ohio and eastward have seen some of the worst drought in their history. I'll have more when we come back. Nutrien Ag Solutions agronomist Eric Lee keeps an eye on the agronomy for your acres across Georgia. He spoke with me recently about the peanut harvest process. While he was standing in a peanut field that was still lush and green, I asked when the harvest process might get started.
Yeah, actually, this field will probably be dug in the next 10 days. And once the peanuts are inverted, the peanuts are exposed to the elements and the vines will go through a drying period before it goes through the peanut combine.
I understand you've been working with that field that's behind you. Can you give us any more details?
Yeah, so this is actually a Dynagrow 913 peanut, first of its kind. So this is a production acre. So all of the harvesting that's done here will actually be used going into 25 for more production acres. So we're looking to ramp up the seed and hopefully going into 26, we'll have plenty for everybody around.
That's Eric Lee, sales agronomist with Nutrien Ag Solutions, and you can learn more at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
Yes, severe drought conditions are having a devastating impact on crop production across the eastern third of the United States, from Ohio all the way to Virginia on the Atlantic coast. Farmers are facing some of the worst growing conditions in recent memory, with corn, soybean, and wheat yields all falling dramatically. The USDA declared several counties in Ohio and neighboring states as natural disaster areas, and this opens the door for emergency loans and other forms of federal assistance. But even with the help, the damage is extensive. Farmers in Pickaway County, Ohio, are calling it the worst drought they've ever seen. That's according to Jennifer Keel, the editor of Ohio Farmer magazine. Corn yields are down across the board, with some fields only producing 40 bushels per acre, compared to a typical 200 bushel per acre return in better years. Soybean production is just as grim. Yields are reported as dropping from the usual 55 to 65 bushels per acre into the mid-20s. According to the USDA's most recent crop progress report, Ohio's corn condition is rated as 7% very poor and 18% poor. Soybean conditions are even worse, with 9% rated as very poor and 19% as poor. This drought is not just an Ohio problem, though. Virginia farmers are also facing catastrophe. Nearly 60% of the state's corn crop was rated poor or very poor in the latest report. Corn growers are seeing massive yield losses, with some fields producing only a quarter of the expected crop. In Pennsylvania, the drought is similarly harsh, with the USDA reporting only 4% of topsoil moisture as adequate, and pasture conditions are suffering as well, pushing livestock farmers to start feeding hay much earlier than usual. Across the region, pastures are drying up, leading to a spike in hay prices, and some farmers are even resorting to baling double-crop soybeans for forage because of the poor yields. I'll have more when we come back.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The impact of exceptional drought across the eastern third of the United States will play out as harvest moves forward. Given the lofty yield projections from the USDA and others, the drought-damaged crop in the East could provide a reason for market bulls to think this year's crop might not be as large as initially estimated. And that story could bring buyers back to the commodity complex. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Eh, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Mama, I found someone like you said would come along. He's a sight so unlike any man I've known. I was afraid to let him in, 'cause I'm not the trusting kind. But now I'm convinced that he's heaven sent and must be out of his mind. Mama, he's crazy, crazy over me. And in my life is where he says he always wants to be. I've never been so loved. He beats all I over me. And Mama, you've always said you better look before you leap. Maybe so, but here I go, letting my heart lead. He thinks I hung the moon and stars. I think he's a living dream. Well, there aren't many, but ones like him are few and far between. Mama, he's crazy. He always wants to be. I've never been so loved. He beats all I've ever seen. Mama, he's crazy. He's crazy over me.
Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Standing there crying. Oh, oh, I didn't know I'd burn out for church on the Cumberland Road.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin announced the appointment of Ben Miller as Senior Vice President of Industry Relations. In his role, Miller will be responsible for fostering relationships with dairy and agriculture industry organizations, leaders, and stakeholders. His primary objective is to provide Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and Wisconsin dairy farmers with valuable information and insights, ultimately building trust and expanding markets through education. Miller previously served as the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Assistant Vice Chancellor for Government Affairs and Strategic Partnerships. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Foundation's Agriculture in the Classroom program has awarded $5,000 to educators in agriculture literacy programs across the state. The grant funds will support innovative core curricula initiatives that incorporate agriculture concepts while helping students meet academic standards and develop career readiness skills. Group schools and educators can apply for up to $500 as part of the Agriculture in the Classroom Ag in All Classrooms grant program. Now, the next request for proposals will open December 1st. The program's made possible by the support of Compeer Financial, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, and Ag Country Financial. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is accepting nominations through October 31st for seats on the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board. District 4, which includes Adams, Columbia, Juneau, Marquette, Monroe, and Washera counties, have a spot up for election. The Department of Ag market order staff will mail nomination forms to any producer who requests one prior to October 31st. The Department of Ag will conduct the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board election from December 5th through January 10th. Elected growers will serve three-year terms beginning February 1st of 2025. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Shippers have less than 2 weeks to prepare contingency plans if workers strike at East Coast and Gulf Coast ports in the U.S. Composed of 85,000 members, the International Longshoremen's Association is approaching the expiration of its master contract with the United States Maritime Alliance on September 30th. The union's chances of averting an October 1st strike are dwindling as automation concerns and wage disagreements stall negotiations. ILA President Harold Daggett has been clear about the union's intentions to strike and shared a strike mobilization plan earlier this month. A strike would have a major impact on operations and the flow of goods at several ports. The contract between the ILA and the United States Maritime Alliance covers ports in states such as Texas, Maine, New York, New Jersey, and Florida, but a strike could spur disruptions for other regions and industries. West Coast, Canada, and Mexico ports are seen as viable alternatives if a strike becomes reality. The price of your morning coffee could be going up as harvest wraps up for this year's Brazilian coffee crop. Drought is threatening the 2025 harvest. The market is watching how the dry conditions, the worst drought in more than 70 years in Brazil, will affect coffee plants. Prices are already at a 13-year high when adjusted for inflation, according to the International Coffee Organization. In August, the organization's composite indicator price, which combines the price of several types of green coffee beans, averaged $2.38 a pound, up nearly 55% from the same month a year ago. In part, prices are rising because of higher demand, particularly in Asia. The weather's really driving the increase. Drought, frost, and fire have damaged as much as one-fifth of coffee producers' growing areas in Brazil, that according to CoBank. Associated Press reports Vietnam, the world's second-largest coffee producer, is also experiencing heat and drought, which could impact the crop there as well. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. Little fog by morning. Our low 47 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, 71 by Wednesday. Mostly sunny with a high of 76. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Never have tripped down a bayou stream, but I heard that music on the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down a Highway 10, past the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge, and I won't forget to send you a card with my regrets, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night, and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet out in the middle of a big. Wanna dance to a band from Louisiana tonight. They got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. When you learn to dance with your rock and roll, you learn to sway with the do-say-do, but you learn to love at the fe-do-do when you hear a little show live long. Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and
conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. While you and your friends are worried about me, I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn, with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow this swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here, having quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn, with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Brian Winnikins keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He was a city boy. Me, I was his pride and joy. But she came in between. She was a Hollywood dream. Fly 309 to Tennessee. Hold back that airplane for me. Take it, make it, make a ticket out, 'cause I'm about to leave behind me the kind of love. I nearly gave way, but she came in between. She was a Hollywood dream.